Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Okay. Hi, we're back.
We're here, live this time.
Oh yeah, we didn't even mention that last time. This is not tonight with Linda and Brenda. I'm Brenda. That's Linda. Linda. Last week we didn't see each other, so we posted. We have like 18 5011 drafts. So we posted one of our mom and us. It was pretty good.
When was that from?
It was from summertime, because we mentioned Mother's Day. I think it was sometime in June.
Okay.
It was still hot outside. I remember that.
Well,
our mom is funny.
It's October. I mean, it's November now.
It's November. We just had an election, y'all.
Hey, guys. We have a new president.
Our president is black. Psych. He's not, but Kamala is our girl.
Yeah.
Man, I cried.
I didn't cry, but I enjoyed it.
I was very emotional about it. And then seeing all those videos of people just happy and partying and
oh my God, that made
dancing
me cry.
In the streets. That guy shotgunning a beer on the street light,
yeah,
right in front of the White House. I was like, I want to be you. That was a lot. I was really proud of DC. I just love DC.
Everyone is just so happy.
Did you cry? I sent you that video of Van, the guy, what's his last name from CNN?
No, because you know what? I think he's a hypocrite.
He was crying, real tears.
He also, was very close with a lot of people in Trump's little party.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
There's, pictures of him with, all of Trump's peeps, so.
He was crying about, this
I
is giving his children
saying.
A chance.
He has mail in his mouth.
To be decent. Oh, my God.
Leroy has mail. Leroy just went downstairs, came back upstairs with mail in his mouth.
Oh, my
You've
God.
Got mail.
Where did you even get that?
He said, you've got mail.
You've got mail.
That
what
was
are you, Blue's Clues now?
All right.
What was I saying?
Van's fake.
Yeah, he's fake. But, I mean, I get what he was saying. I don't think his crying didn't affect me. But.
Oh, I got emotional on that one. For real.
I mean, if you look into it, he kind of might have been a Trumper.
No chance, the way he was talking.
He was kind of.
I don't think anybody.
With some Trumpers.
No, he was getting pissed at that one guy. I didn't see this video. There's some other guy on CNN that they talk to sometimes. I don't know his name. That is obviously way more conservative. And he said some bullshit about you're speaking to the elitist liberals, and Van was not having it. He was like, I shouldn't have let you talk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was not feeling her.
It was a woman?
No. It was a white man, but he was not feeling her. Yeah. And what else? Oh, you didn't get emotional when Kamala spoke? Her first official speech?
No. I was kind of underwhelmed.
Oh.
I liked it.
I thought Biden did really good.
I thought Biden did really well. I was kind of expecting him to mess up a little bit, but he didn't this time. He was really well-spoken, and everybody was just honking their horns.
I love the honking.
Everybody was just so happy. And
so happy. That one video I posted on my Instagram, that girl who was doing the wobble, and she had that t-shirt on, just says, love thy neighbor. And then there was somebody holding a sign that's just like, no more Trump in the background. Ugh, just made me emotional.
Did you,
I had that wig moment from RuPaul's Drag Race. I get so emotional, baby. And all the roses fell on my head. Yeah, I did that.
Did you see on CNN when they were showing the crowd in DC and they were playing that Fuck Donald Trump song?
Fuck Donald Trump.
On CNN.
No, I did not. I would love to see that.
They were singing WAP. And
yes.
And they played it on CNN.
Oh, you about to lose your job has gotten a lot.
You about to lose your job.
That gets me every time when all the crowds are singing that. It's just so funny to me.
Yeah. Did you see when he was coming back from the golf course and everybody was flicking him off?
No, I want to see that.
He was up to his car, flicking him off, and there's a picture of him in the car just looking,
No, has he been on video since he lost?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know he thinks he won still. He won. But he keeps telling everybody he won. And what?
Bro, give it up.
Give it up.
That's why I wonder this. Like, when is everybody around here going to start taking down their signs? Because
I know.
You guys look like losers at this point. But I wonder if they're waiting until... Well... to see if something changes. Because they all really think that, like, he won.
Apparently, like, they are. Like, they think
that all of these votes are illegal.
People are actually saying on my feed... that
he won,
he will never, Biden will never be our president, and that, like, we're fooling ourselves, we're lying to ourselves
about what
everybody cheated.
Oh, really?
This world's bullshit. You're lying to yourselves. You've been lied to for years. Yeah, by your president.
Yeah, I saw one of the signs today that said Trump 2020, no more bullshit, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my god,
all you mean the all the bullshit,
all the bullshit,
like, are we in opposite world?
Yeah, what the
for
fuck?
Real. What else?
Pack it up. It's time to pack up the signs.
People think, oh, he really did. I just saw this today. Trump really did sue all those states.
People rep Donald Trump like he's like a sports team.
I've got news. You want to worry about protesting and looting and rioting and guns, guns, guns? Guess who has all the guns? White people. Trumpers. Did you see those people in Arizona with like full on like... AK, whatever you call them, I'm not a gun person. They protested strapped. They busted through the ballot counter place with guns.
For what? What are we gonna get?
Mass shootings. Guess who does them?
Whites only. The
not
whites.
Brown people.
Nope.
Nope. Not really the brown people. So.
Not at all.
Not that I can recall.
The DC sniper is the only person
I can think of. I'm a true crime freak.
Yeah, never heard of it.
There's not even really black serial killers, except for the one guy.
White, like...
disgruntled
person.
White. Those are the two key words. I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen. I don't want to be this divided anymore, honestly. Conservative values. I get
He wants to be the president for people that didn't vote for him. He wants to unite the country.
What a classy thing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm ready for it to stop being like I said, like, people that like Trump, like, really rep him like it's like they know him, or like it's a sports team, or it's like their family. Like
he gives a fuck
about
them.
Like, he don't give a fuck about it. He gives the least. He would be disgusted probably by the people around here that like love him so much. Like,
he wouldn't even give them the time of day.
You guys are broke ass bitches with no teeth. Like, get out of here. Like, he doesn't like you.
He doesn't even know how to relate to people like that. And he would never hang out with you.
No.
He would never even give you the time of day. And this whole drain the swamp, blue collar America bullshit. He paid $750 in taxes, sis. Come on.
Yeah, get out of here. Get him out of here.
And what job did he give you? Come on.
Get him out
He inherited Obama's unemployment rate. Thank you very much.
I've had enough.
I mean, that's a very political thing of me to say, but look it up. Google it. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, all I can say is if y'all don't like it, you can leave.
You know where to go.
That's what they told us. If you don't like this country, you can move out.
We love Russia.
Like, you can fucking move to Mexico.
That's the thing. Bitch. I will say this one last thing. They didn't seem to mind when Russia tampered with our election.
No, they
Ukraine.
Like it.
They liked it. They loved it.
They love so Russia. They love Russia.
Where are they now? They didn't like it when we were protesting over the summer about Black Lives Matter, but now they all want to protest. They said protesting is for crybabies, but who's crying now? And who's complaining about tampering with votes now, which is all unfounded, by the way. They didn't seem to mind when it was tampered with 4 years ago.
No, they liked it.
Because it was going in their favor. Listen, sorry. If you voted for Trump, you're probably not listening to this.
It's like not a new thing, by the way.
Right. It's also not a new thing for the election to take more than one day. No. This one seemed like an eternity, but...
It did, but... I mean... We might have to take a break already because Leroy won't stop.
Leroy, come on.
That's enough
for our election, I guess. I'm just happy. I don't want the world to be divided. No. I don't want our own neighbors to be our worst enemies. It's going to take time. It's going to take work. Leroy's being a little bitch.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break because I don't know what to do. Okay, well, that's our intro. Thanks
a lot, Leroy.
We
will be back. Love you. Guess what, though? Stop. We don't have as many ads now because the election's over. So our former ads were all about voting.
True.
So we now only have one ad for people that hate our ads. Okay, bye. Be right back. I'm going for it. We're back.
Hello, everybody.
Sorry, my dog's a butthead.
Yeah, it's nothing new, but...
it's really a drab. One of these days. One of these days, I'll get him trained. The pandemic really messed with him. He used to be a much better dog.
Yeah.
He got really attached to me.
He is really clingy now, and it's really annoying.
I mean, we were home together for 7 months. Well, I never left the house. He's still adjusting, but, you know.
He needs to find a girlfriend or something.
Whatever. If I could afford it, you guys want to support our listener page? I'll get a dog. I'll get another dog to support my dog so it can support our podcast. And they can go run off together and be lovers together downstairs and leave us alone.
Or less a cat or something.
We need to get a very friendly cat that really likes dogs.
Leroy, I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing this shit with you.
He tore a hole in Linda's sweatshirt.
Like, get out of my...
like, that is out of control.
Get out of my face.
We have a bark collar on him right now, but it's dead. He doesn't know. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell him. What were we going to talk about? Oh, next item, real quick. Mm-hmm. Our aunt. Last two episodes ago, I guess. Leroy Brown. Okay, we're gonna have to fucking do something. Can you keep it going for a minute?
Yeah, hey guys, maybe I'll tell you, two episodes ago, I talked about a couple boyfriends. One of them is cut off from the roster because, I forget what we called him. What did we call him, Lenny?
Louie?
No.
There were two, Louie and Leon.
Leon is cut because I'm pretty sure he's back with his ex, and that's not gonna work for me, so... Luis is, you know, I'm working on it, but pushy.
Luis?
Luis?
You know.
Do you know who he is?
The Honduran guy?
No, that's Pelachin.
Oh, I love Luis.
Pelachin is out of here.
Okay, Luis, I love. What's up with him?
He takes a long time to respond on Snapchat.
He's probably got 50/11 girlfriends.
We talk a little bit on Instagram, he keeps showing up in my dreams, strangely, so...
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for him to respond. He just takes a long time to respond, but he's also, like, in another country, so... whatever.
Yeah, Linda's, like, really the international girl now.
But that's
she's all about the international experience, and
I hung out with a different boy. I wouldn't call him a boyfriend.
Oh, God, I forgot about him.
He's got a lot of...
what's his dumbass name?
We should just call him Capricorn, because that's all he's fucking got.
Yeah, Cappy...
Cappy has a lot of
Cappy has way too much cap that I'm comfortable with.
We had a good time.
You did?
Yeah. I wouldn't call him
a
boyfriend.
I don't like him because he blew you off that one night.
He did, but...
And you were sad, and I was really, like, excited.
The only reason I was sad, really, is because I put on fake eyelashes, and, like, to waste... eyelashes.
I know. I wanted to make TikToks with you, and you were too sad. And you look so pretty. I want to do a photo shoot. I have a whole studio set up downstairs right now because I've been selling clothes online. And with, like, this beautiful lighting that Linda actually let me borrow. Like, what is it called? A stage box or light box or something?
It's called the lamp.
The lamp. But, anyway, she was too sad and fell asleep.
I was too tired. I wasn't really sad. It's just, like, it's over and sleepy.
Well, it depressed me.
I'll say that he made up for it.
If he's getting his bed and gonna... okay.
Okay.
Anyway, our aunt, we were wrong. She really was on Oprah. Like, two episodes ago, we were talking... I said originally, we were talking about Oprah and her podcast, which I still have not listened to. But we were saying that our aunt was on Oprah, and then we were like, just kidding, I lied. She was not. She was, like, in her book club. Nope. We talked to her. She said she was absolutely on Oprah. She can't talk too much about it, but she was absolutely on Oprah's book club, some episode of her book club. And she's like can we say her name? She said that she wants to be a guest on our podcast, and she would be great because she's just interesting and has a lot to say.
I don't see why we wouldn't be. She's a published author.
She's a published author.
I couldn't say her name.
Her name's Kathy Cordova. I said it. her book is called, I think she has more than one now, or maybe one in the works, but her first book is called Let Go, colon, Let Miracles Happen.
Is it a colon?
No, it's a colon.
I thought it was a comma.
Could be a comic.
I can Google it because it's a real book.
It's like it's a lot of collective stories. It's about kind of like what we've been talking about. We talked to her about this. We've been talking lately about like manifesting your dreams and changing your life. She wrote it like
it's comma, let go, comma, comma.
Let go, let miracles
wow,
happen.
Wow, we got 5 out of 5.
Dang.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, I always remember the cover because it's the dandelion, and I always thought that was cute. Yeah, it's a real
good
book
job, class. Aunt Kathy. We're gonna have her on the show one of these days.
It's about letting go of the if onlys and what ifs. And embracing the is with all the joy and gratitude you can muster up.
I remember her telling me when she like was like first published it, I guess, that like she just all of a sudden had this urge, this like wild urge to write. I mean, I think she had been into writing for a while, but that wasn't her original profession. But he went down and found a bone.
Wow. It's okay as long as he's on the deck, I guess.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, maybe it's like an AES. It's
not ASMR. So loud. Oh my god,
I'm
guys.
Gonna
sneak close. Oh my god, this dog.
Alright. Oh, we're never gonna be rich and famous if our dog keeps messing up our lives. Anyway, I love him so much. He's the best thing that ever happened to me, but I just wish he wasn't so noisy. Can you still,
you
hear,
still
it?
Hear it?
Let me close the window.
Oh my god. Like, he just, we can't catch a
library
break.
Library is closed, Leroy.
God. Oh my god, this podcast is a shit show so far.
Anyway, I remember her telling me that she had like this wild urge to write, and she would like wake up in the middle of the night and sit in her closet and write and type and type and write. And it was just like coming
closet?
Out of her veins. Yeah. Her bangs, something like that. I mean, it was a while ago that she told me this, but yeah, she sat like in her walk-in closet, like on the floor, and just like wrote all night. I think it was when one of our cousins was a baby too, so that might have contributed because
okay.
She was like colicky. But yeah, she like said that it was just like pouring out of her, like she couldn't help herself, which
that's
man,
amazing.
That's inspirational. I want to be.
I
like
wish
that.
I had something
for
like that
real.
To cover me.
I've been trying to manifest that lately.
Well, should we talk about manifestation? I think we should. I think
yeah, but I'm not ready yet. My dog is pissing me off.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure out what the fuck to do with him. We're gonna have to talk with him. We might have to take another break.
Oh my god.
Without an ad, like a break, and then we just come back and get right back in.
Okay,
you know
yeah, quick, quickie.
Just like we'll be right back, but you guys won't even notice it.
But yeah, don't notice. Bye.
What were we talking about before we went on break, though?
We were talking about let go, let miracles happen.
Oh yeah, read that.
Guests, what? Oh yeah, we're gonna reread it. Y'all read it. Our aunt actually asked us about like what guests we have coming up. She's been listening. We have a lot of listeners in California. She lived in California. We know Biddy Bonzo goes to Bitburgers from Cali.
Yeah.
But we do like have a. I think that's our second biggest state. Well, it's Virginia, D.C., and then California.
Wow. D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who the hell is listening, but hey, girl, boy,
okay.
Friends, beyond. But anyway, shoot, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, she was asking about guests. We actually do have a couple people that want to come on as guests. We call him Jack, I think, on here. My Irish friend, he's like a ship captain. My Colorado friend, we don't have a fake name for him, but he's like an artist, a butt artist guy. He draws a lot of butts. He wants to come on. He's a really sexy voice. Really sexy. He's like a really deep voice. The guy from Richmond,
yeah.
I loved him. I might need to marry him.
Well, okay.
Get it on. He said that he would be, we'll talk about her in a minute, but the witch bitch witch girl,
yeah.
She said she'd be on, but I just met her. But anyway... Anyway, oh yeah, so whenever our last live episode was, we were talking about true crime a lot. With Mom, we were talking about our first murders.
Mm-hmm.
I got murder on my mind. We were talking about, like, what is the first murder or crime that, like, got y'all interested in true crime? Because we're both, like, true crime freaks. Me probably more than you. We listen to My Favorite Murder a whole lot. I've been listening to True Crime Garage a lot. But we asked y'all on Instagram who, like, what got you? Like, what caught you up with true crime? And Biddy, our little friend Biddy, our favorite friend, Biddy, we love you, Biddy. He said Elisa Lam, and that's an interesting story. Cecil Hotel, first of all, which, like, everybody dies at.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Everyone's dead.
Everybody's trying to die there. But I actually had forgotten about that. They covered it on My Favorite Murder. But once he said that, I, like, started looking into it again. That's the crazy elevator.
This is what I don't get.
Do you watch the elevator thing today?
Elevator thing isn't that crazy.
Hold on. Let's give it a little bit of background. She was, like, from Canada or something?
I don't know.
She was I don't remember the exact... for some reason she was visiting California, LA, and she was staying at the Cecil Hotel. Some people say that she was having like a manic episode because she was diagnosed bipolar, which I don't think is fair.
The elevator video does not give me bipolar vibes.
That she was acting erratic or whatever, but the elevator video I haven't watched it in a long time, but, she's, like, in and out of the elevator. She's pushing buttons.
She's, like, pushing a lot of buttons.
She's acting like she's hiding from somebody. She goes kind into the of. Corner.
She goes into the corner and stands. This is what... It doesn't give me scared. Like, it doesn't give me, like, I'm fearing for my life.
Was it, like, playful?
It gives me... she's on drugs.
Okay.
Or schizophrenic. It doesn't make sense.
I think she had a schizophrenic diagnosis.
Maybe not, but...
Why would you say that?
It doesn't give me bipolar.
Schizophrenic vibes?
Because she
doesn't... Like, people are in her head?
Yeah, like, it's like... She looks like she's interacting with something, but it's like... obviously not, because if she keeps poking her head out and, like, looking, but, like... Okay, if it was somebody, like, after you, like... Wouldn't you... If somebody's after you... Like, you would get in the elevator and, like, try to frantically shut the door and, like, get act scared and freaked out. Like, she wasn't, like, freaked out. She was, like...
Maybe she was trying to play it cool.
I don't think she was.
And maybe the door just wasn't closing.
She wasn't acting like she was trying to get it closed. Like, she was acting like she was... It was giving me drugs.
If I...
Very much I'm on drugs and I'm just confused right now. And I'm being weird.
Well, it very well could be. If I were... thinking that somebody was, like, following me or being random and strange, I would absolutely not be freaking out. I would be, especially if I was in a strange city, a big city. Like, if I were in I don't know California, but if I were in New York, I would be playing it the fuck cool. I would be trying to act like I know what I'm doing and I'm fine.
Well, she didn't look like she knew what she was doing.
Oh, really? But
she looked confused. She looked confused and on drugs to me.
Was she, like, looking for somebody?
But she kept poking her head out, and then she stepped all the way out of the elevator and was, like, standing there and then got back in the elevator and then was, like, pushing a bunch of buttons. But then, like, she just was pushing all these buttons for, like, 2 minutes. Like, just pushing a bunch of buttons, but not, like, frantically. Just, like, it was just weird.
Maybe she was waiting on somebody to get in the elevator with her.
Maybe. I would assume that more than she was trying to get away from somebody.
Well, wasn't her death originally ruled a suicide?
Yeah, I think it
Here's is. The weird part, though. The tank. The tank.
I don't know.
She was found inside of a freaking, like, water tank.
Like, on the roof.
On the roof. Inside.
And they said that there's, like, no logical way that she could have gotten into it herself.
Exactly. It was, like... freaking up the water in the hotel, which is, can you imagine drinking that?
So she was in there for, like, a long time.
I don't know how long, but, like, the thing, it's the, you can't get in the water tank for me. Like, if you can't physically get in there yourself, then somebody murked you.
Somebody probably murked her, but I don't think that it's correlated to the elevator thing. I don't think the elevator thing has much to do. I mean...
Maybe she was just hanging out doing drugs with somebody.
I think she was doing drugs with somebody and somebody weird killed her.
Accidentally OD'd?
Maybe so. Maybe they were trying to get rid of her.
That's an odd place to get rid of somebody.
It is, but...
I'm getting hotel worker vibes.
Yeah.
Like, how would you know?
Get rid of somebody, but also, I mean, where else would you
Let's go up to the water tank on the roof.
Where else would you get rid of somebody,
And stuff somebody in there. What the...
you're trying to get rid of somebody, that actually is logical.
How would you even know that unless you're familiar with the hotel, though?
It probably was a worker.
Somebody would have to know that hotel.
I still believe she was on drugs.
I mean, I'm not ruling that out whatsoever. Especially if she was just getting her life, like, visiting L.A.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You're young. I don't know what drugs, do your thing.
But I think she was on some drugs.
Just because you did drugs, though, you're not asking to get murked.
No, something probably went terribly wrong with whoever she was doing drugs with.
I just can't believe they haven't, like, solved it. It wasn't that long ago.
Let's solve it.
Let's solve it.
If you guys have any tips.
Oh my gosh, and then the other one, Becky, our sister, told us that hers was the podcast Serial, the first season. I think it's Adnan Saeed.
Which one is that again?
What is her name? She has a really cute name. He was accused, he's in prison. He was accused of killing his girlfriend from high school. And a lot of people think that he didn't do it and he's in prison. And I listened to the whole series and I still don't know. Like, he's very charming and it doesn't seem like he killed her, but he very well could have. The timeline is all jacked up. That's like the running theme here. The timelines get jacked up.
I hate unsolved murders.
So do I.
And every
so
time Georgia tries to talk about it on the My Kind of Murder.
She's always trying to.
I don't understand why she loves him so much. I hate it.
True Crime Garage does that too.
I need answers today.
Like that Ray, I think his name is Ray Rivera. Ray Rivera. Ray Garcia. I don't know. I don't even want to. He, similar. Hotel. Found, like, flying off the roof.
Oh, yeah. Was that one on Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah, that one makes no sense.
Did you watch that? I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Do you think he murked himself or not?
That
letter that he wrote and put it on the back of his laptop? What the hell?
I don't remember the letter.
Okay. He was, like, obsessed
with
that.
There was, like, a hole in some weird building. Like, he felt, like, it doesn't make any sense how he got through it, but...
They said he would have to be, like, traveling, like, 11 miles per hour... to be able to fly off the roof like that and make that big of a hole. But he was a big dude. And then there's like all these weird, like, did they talk about the Freemason stuff? He was like obsessed with Freemasons.
I watched it like when it first came out, so it's been a really long time.
A lot of people think that he actually just committed suicide. And honestly, that's where I'm leaning. Because
that's a weird way to commit
suicide. It
seems
like he was having a weird episode, like a mental health crisis.
That's a weird way to do it.
He was very paranoid about people following him and stuff. But then there was all that shit with his job.
Yeah, I think the guy with the job had something to do with
it,
actually.
The Porter guy?
Yep.
So do I.
Absolutely.
And he actually came out this summer and said, like, I wish this would go away because he obviously committed suicide. So that's something that somebody would say if they were trying to
get it off his table. Like, it's not obvious, sis.
His wife doesn't think that he was committing suicide.
It's actually more obvious to me that you did it.
And he was cooperating with police until they found the body. So what's up with her? I don't know.
That's a weird one.
Have you listened to the one, I forget what it's called now, about the freaking Black Dahlia, Root of Evil?
I listened to the first episode.
Oh, it's so interesting.
But I need to re-listen to it because there's so many names and stuff.
There's
a lot of names.
It's very confusing.
I need to listen to
there's
it.
There's a lot of faunas. There's fauna one and fauna two. There's Peace, Love, and Joy. They're actual names.
I got to listen to it. It was a lot of
but
names for me.
Basically, the family of the Black Dahlia murderer found out that that's their dad. Like, they've solved it, y'all. Yeah, that was him. His name is Hodel something.
I thought the Black Dahlia was a woman.
Yeah.
I'm confused. So who the fuck is the guy?
The Black Dahlia murder is the woman, Elizabeth Short, I think her name is. That was like the most like crazy unsolved murder of LA in like the freaking 30s. She was like, her death was really bad.
So the Black Dahlia is not a woman that killed someone?
No. They called her the Black Dahlia.
The woman that was killed is the Black Dahlia?
Right, yeah. Okay. And for years and years, they've never been able to figure out who it was. And then now they think that they are pretty sure that they have all these family ties that I don't want to get too much into it because I want people to listen to it. But that's the dad. I think, I don't know his first name, George? Hodel?
Hodel.
He was like a doctor, which they've always said they thought it was a doctor. He was like head of like the STD whatever unit in like the 30s, whatever
STD
that was.
STD unit.
Yeah.
There's an STD unit?
He was like some kind of, not for police, but like he was like some kind of doctor that was in charge of like the STDs in LA or something.
That's weird. That's a weird job to have.
But that lines up because she was crazy mutilated and.
Yeah, how was she killed?
And he was obsessed with this weird form of like art, like it starts with a D. Like that random style of art. There was some artist. He was also up with Aleister Crowley, but he was into like weird sex parties, and there was a lot of incest and sex abuse and weird fucking shit. But he was obsessed with this story about this person getting mutilated in this exact same fashion. They think he killed multiple people. She was like, I don't know her actual cause of death, but she was, it was bad. There, I don't even know if we should trigger warning. Hey, real quick, trigger warning. We are going to talk about the manner of death of the Black Dahlia. It's a little graphic. It's only about 30 seconds, so if you don't want to hear the graphic nature, just skip forward 30 seconds, okay? I love you. Bye.
Mega. Ahead if you don't like more.
There were things cut off. There were nipple things. There were boobies cut off. There were genital mutilation. There was like a lot of weird sodomy insert type of thing. She was like surgically cut up, like
she was just ripped apart.
Like, yeah, it was really horrible. And left exposed. Like, they thought she was a mannequin. The mom in the stroller found her. The mom wasn't in the stroller.
I was like, what?
The mom was walking her stroller. Her baby stroller. Her baby in the stroller, okay? And thought it was a mannequin, like a disassembled mannequin. You know, little Evie downstairs, what mm-hmm. she looks like, disassembled?
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Like
limbs and torsos and
like in different spots on the floor, like not like
no, I think
together.
Just like splayed out, like
that's
like
weird.
Posed.
I can't imagine.
Like a pose.
What would you do if you found that?
Probably have trauma the rest of my life.
Like if I came across that, I don't know.
In the 30s, you can't even call 911.
What do you do?
You gotta run somewhere?
Like, what? You're supposed to just leave it and go find someone?
You'd have to. There's no phones. You'd have to walk or run.
He's got an eye mask in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Did you... You don't have Netflix.
I do, but I don't. And I asked... Whatever.
Dad said he would pay it.
Oh, well, somebody forgot to tell me. I'm on a budget, y'all, and I'm trying to get... I was going to cancel my Netflix because I can't afford it right now, and I don't even use it because I don't even have internet right now.
Dad doesn't work tomorrow because it's Veterans Day, so
I know,
tell him
but
to pay for it.
I told Mom, like, because I didn't want to cancel it because y'all use it. So now, like, not only is Dad using my Spotify, which is fine, but the price has gone up on that, but y'all use my Netflix, and I'm paying for both, and I'm broke as shit.
Just tell them
I'm
to
broke
pay for
as
it.
Shit.
Dad will pay for it.
Remember that?
No.
I'm gay.
Oh.
I'm broke as shit. I might need to take a beer break.
Well, anyways, on Netflix, you didn't see it, but you heard about it. That guy that killed his pregnant wife and his two kids.
Which one? The Colorado guy?
Was it Colorado? He killed his wife and his
recently, Arizona, Colorado.
Yeah,
they found
like
the bodies in the yard.
Nope.
Or dug or buried.
Nope.
Okay, what?
He put his daughters in like an oil tank or something, like at his work site.
Ew, when did that happen?
Recently. It was recent, like 2018 maybe.
Oh. I thought you meant something like that happened during the pandemic that
like,
I could not handle.
They went missing and then he like talked to the news and everything and like was pleading for them to like come home. Like they
Where's
were missing.
Wife?
He killed her.
So, the wife and two kids?
Pregnant wife, two kids, he killed them.
Oh, fuck. No.
And then he finally admitted it after, like, 3 or so days because he took a lie detector test and
failed it. But he wouldn't say where the bodies were?
He told them eventually. They found them.
No. What's his name?
It's, like, it's like American Murder Story or some shit on Netflix.
What's the guy's name? I don't remember that. There's so many white guys that kill their whole families, y'all. Family annihilators.
Let's see. That's not it.
Maybe I should fix my vocal fry. Whoops. I've been talking like this all
wife
night.
And two kids. I'm trying to like...
If you Google guy that killed wife and two kids, you're going to get everything.
Man who killed Christopher Lee Watts. That's it. Admitted to killing his pregnant wife, Shanann Catherine Watts, by strangulation. He later admitted to killing their daughters, 4-year-old Bella and 3-year-old Celeste, by smothering them with a
book. Oh, terrible. Let me see
his face. At first, he tried to say... Facebook? Huh? He's actually kind of hot.
I hate when that happens.
I know. That's why it's weird, because like he's not a bad-looking dude. Christopher Watts.
I don't remember that story, and I'm usually pretty...
Well, at first, when they started to like catch on to him a little bit, he was like saying that he killed the wife because she killed their daughters.
Oh, come on.
So then he killed her. But that's not true.
Why did he do it?
Not a real clear answer.
Like, he's not hot, by the way.
He's not ugly.
His hairline is the hairline for me.
I wouldn't date him, but he's not ugly.
His kids are adorable. His wife is beautiful.
I wouldn't look at him and think he's ugly. He's not ugly.
Yeah, well, he looks better in that mugshot, but...
His mugshot ain't bad.
He's got a weird... It doesn't matter. He's a murderer.
Oh, he killed her because he had a girl... He had a new girlfriend.
I hate when that happens.
Got a new girlfriend. And
if you have a new girlfriend, guess what?
Divorce your wife,
divorce.
Bitch.
Because they're too stingy to go through a divorce.
You're gonna kill your kids too?
Because you're a sociopath.
That's psycho.
If you're a sociopath, get the fuck off my podcast. Goodbye.
Get out of here.
Yuck.
Never. I hope he never listens to this.
I hope nothing. I hope you don't listen. But guess what? I got bats.
Like in your house? Like flying bats?
Nah. I've got flying bats. I've got swinging bats.
Like you have bats in your
I've
attic?
Got that. What is that thing called? Like with all the nails coming off of the.
I know what you're talking about, but
I've got that.
What I don't know what it's called.
That I'll murk you, so don't try me.
I'll murk someone. I'll absolutely.
Weird Christina. I will murk you. If you try me, I will. I mean, what are you gonna do?
To kill your daughters. I get killing your wife. I don't get killing your wife, but like
if your wife tries to kill me, I will kill her. But
like
but...
killing your wife is one thing. Like,
no,
that
is not.
It's a little more. It makes a little more sense if you. It makes in the mind of a murderer. It makes sense. You got a new girlfriend. You got to get rid of your wife, so you get rid of your wife.
You don't get rid of things.
I know you shouldn't.
You never did, and you never will.
I know that morally you should not. But if you do, you do.
Why do people keep thinking because they're sociopaths?
But killing your kids.
They think they're smarter than everybody. Well, they don't have human emotions, by the way. But they think they're smarter than everybody, and they think they can outsmart. Like Diane Downs, come on.
She's the one that hungry story, like a wolf. She liked that song.
That bullshit story. No, I did like that song.
Does she like that song?
I don't know.
Wasn't that the one that she played that song?
Yeah, that is the one. But the documentary I just watched recently didn't cover that song part. But her bullshit story, she said that a bushy-haired carjacker.
Weird.
They always say that. Shaggy hair, bushy hair. What are you, trying to accuse a hippie?
Yeah.
Get a life. But she said that a carjacker stopped her on a, like, country road. Okay, that's one thing. But shot her outside of the car, then shot her 3 kids inside of the car. You're trying to jack a car? Why would you shoot 3 children inside of it?
You could. If I'm jacking the car...
Get the kids out and jack the car.
If I'm jacking the car, you easily just... Pull the kids out. Throw the kids out of the
car.
Put
a gun in their head. I mean, no, sorry. No. Put a gun. I did not mean that. But, like, if you're a carjacker, threaten them.
Put a gun to their head.
Not in their head, but...
Tell them to get out.
To their head or something or whatever. And threaten them. Get them out. Leave them on the side of the road. Goodbye.
You take the car.
It's
why
the
would
80s.
You,
There's
why
no
you
cell
commit
phones.
A murder and then take the car?
Then just jack the car.
But she's trying to say that he shot them and then, didn't take the car.
Because she fooled him. She fooled him with her key. She, like, she pretended like she was a dog owner and pretending like she was throwing the keys, which jingle, by the way, and he ran after the keys like a dog, and then she got back in the car and drove to the hospital at 10 miles per hour, but she said she drove like a mad woman. why would he shoot kids inside of the car if he was just trying to jack the car?
Yeah. If you're a carjacker, that doesn't necessarily mean
you don't
want
anything to do
murderer,
with those kids.
Like, you
yeah.
don't want to commit
just
children
give them
murder.
Even if he thought they were like gonna like notice his face, he's a stranger on the side of the road, so they wouldn't. They're children.
They're
one
children.
Was two.
Could
one was something.
Yeah, so
the
crying.
Oldest was like seven.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe shoot her.
Maybe shoot her, but you don't have
ditch
to kill
the kids.
You don't have to kill anybody to jack a car. Get
you
out
don't.
Of the car. Get
you
them
really
out of the car.
You actually don't have to kill anybody to get a divorce, to leave your husband, to,
no,
leave,
you
to get
have
a
to
new
kill
girlfriend.
Anybody unless,
you don't.
Ever. Unless somebody's breaking into your house and trying to kill you.
Yes.
The only time you have to kill someone is if they're trying to kill you.
Right.
To me.
Unless you're a sociopathic robot demon.
Or maybe if I'm a parent and somebody did something to my children, maybe you consider killing them.
If it was really, really fucked up.
And you think
like,
you can get away.
But you have the knowledge in your head, in your brain, that's like, I'm going to get busted for this.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing that I think is sociopathic, is they always think, or narcissistic, or both. They always think they can outsmart everyone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, have I thought about killing someone? Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
Have I thought about killing, like, an ex-boyfriend and whoever he cheated
on
me with?
Yes.
But in my head, I'm like, that's not logical. Like, I can't get away with this. I don't know how to do it. I'm not ever going to get away with it. So,
like,
I'm not
like
going to do it.
Mystical thinking. You would
it's
never...
It's like, I'm not going to actually do it. Have I thought about it? It's like this.
Never
like,
stab somebody.
No.
Unless it was self-defense. Then it's on.
But I mean, I prefer knives to guns, so I probably could stab somebody, but...
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
I'm not going... Like, I'm not going to. You know what I mean?
I would hope so.
It's like... It's like everybody's thought about killing themselves, but most people aren't actually going to. But most people have that thought at some point.
I don't know about most people, but people like us...
I think...
have ideations.
People who have, like, a mental... problems,
mental
like,
health
often think ish. About killing themselves, but you're not going to do it.
Like, what would happen if I just, you know...
Like, if I'm driving, what would
I
happen
don't think
if
we
I
should,
just hit this tree?
Let's not go there, because I don't want to...
It's relatable.
I mean,
people do think like that.
I definitely...
It's a normal thought to have.
Bad spots, I've been, like, just the thought.
Just a quick little thought in your head.
I don't want it to happen. I don't
no,
wish
I don't
it to
want
happen.
To,
I can never actually do it.
No,
but yes,
no.
The thought. Like, or like that whole, I feel like everybody has this thought at some point. Maybe when they're like 13. Maybe not. Maybe people that are totally normal, hit us up because I would like to know what your brain's like. But, you know, like if I die, like who would come to my funeral?
I think about that. Like if I died, what fake bitches would be on Instagram like... pretending to have been my friend. Like,
ow, why is my dog trying to kill me?
Yeah.
My dog might be a killer. Stop it. All right, we gotta go on a break again.
Yeah.
You're back.
Wow.
I love you. I don't hate my dog, but I'm kind of hating
someone. All right, break time. Bye.
Sometimes I hate.
Hi guys, we're back. I was talking about, oh my god, Leroy, don't fucking
if he
start.
Tries me.
I'm gonna try.
I won't murk him, but I will put him in timeout. His bark collar is charging.
I was talking about Bumble. I made a Bumble account for Bumble BFF.
I didn't know there was a Bumble Friends.
You can do both.
I don't want to.
Well, you can just do BFF then.
But is it, what? Okay.
In it,
only girls?
You, like,
and gays?
Like, it'll show you a girl.
She's pretty.
Whatever. And then it shows you, like...
And she just wants to be your friend?
They just want friends.
That's kind of cute.
Like, she quotes too much from The Office and SpongeBob. Whatever. She's cute. Whatever.
So then what happens? You have a girlfriend
I'll
date?
Say, like, okay, she's cool. If
aww.
We match. So she liked me, too. So now we have 24 hours to make the first move.
I would never know what to say.
I don't either. But
like,
the first girl I matched with, I'll show you her. I'll show you her profile. I was like, immediately,
beautiful.
Yes. Immediately,
her
yes.
hair, sickening. My,
she said,
maybe don't say her real name, but.
My name may not be Mary, but I'm popping. If you're also popping, hit my line.
Okay.
She's hiked a bunch.
Oh, she's a hiker.
I think I'm funny. So does my mom. I'm looking for chill people to vibe with and do
oh my
bad
gosh, she should be my new roommate.
She lives in, I can't say where she lives, but she doesn't live far, and she's, like, really cute. So, she was the only person so far that I'm like, oh my god.
I don't know about that one picture.
This one?
No. That one. What is she doing?
I don't know, but I liked her. So,
no, I like her still, but, like, that's a weird picture.
She's the only person that I've, like, most girls on here are, like, basic bitches, and they're, like.
They're looking for friends on a Bumble app?
Yeah.
Basics? The basics?
Most of them are basic.
I thought all the basics had friends.
They have pictures of them with friends, but they're, like, looking for girls. So they're, like, I want friends that, like, love traveling and hiking and working out. Like, if after work, you can catch me working out and, like, going to brunch.
I don't want that. I want friends that are witchy and weird.
Yeah, I put on mine, like, I'm looking for friends, like, I want to talk about astrology and drink tequila.
Which is actually becoming basic.
It is.
Basic white girl shit.
Like, I want to compare our birth charts and eat tacos and drink tequila. And,
oh,
like,
that sounds fun.
Like, you know, wander
around.
I'm going
to get on there just to match you.
Yeah, like, so I'm trying. Most girls are, like, most of them are like, if I need a workout partner. Like, I'm not going to work out with you.
No.
I put on mine, like, I'm a kind, friendly person, but I also like to talk shit.
Right. Like, I like weird astrology. And
yeah, like, I want, like, an astrology friend to talk shit with and, like, eat with and, you know.
You would say eat with.
Maybe take naps.
Your whole life revolves around Taco Bell and naps.
Like, I'm such a tourist. I'm so hungry and tired. Like, if you can vibe with that, then hit my line.
You know what is so weird? You are, like, every astrology thing that I see and all these jokes and memes and TikToks about tourist people, like, loving food and loving to be cozy, that's straight up, like, Linda, up and down to a T. But our sister Becky is also a Taurus, and she is not like
There's
that
There's a difference
at all.
Between April Tauruses and May Tauruses.
That's true, okay.
That's the difference.
She is, like, the exact opposite, almost. Like,
I mean, she likes,
cozy. Good things.
Taurus also is, this is more...
And she does like food,
this
but
is more
she's
her
a control
than me.
Freaky.
Taurus also has, like, a materialistic side. Like, they like all the finer things, like nice, expensive food and drinks and, like, textures and clothes, and, like, that's more her than me. I'm not so materialistic, but, like, the comfort, like, the hungry, tired.
And Becky is really all about food too, in just
a
different way.
Like, healthy way.
No,
worldly, where you can't.
What is Becky's Leo? I mean, not Leo. What is Becky's rising?
I have no idea. What's her moon sign? Because also, when I read, like, Aquarius memes and stuff, they hit, like, Aquarius hits me hard.
For you? Because you're a moon?
My moon is Aquarius.
I always forget that. Mm-hmm. I always think I hate Aquariuses, but then I realize I actually don't.
Aquariuses are just weird.
Mom's an Aquarius. I'm on the freaking cusp of Aquarius.
Are you?
I really am, yeah.
Yeah, Aquarius, they're just weird. They can be, like, really detached.
The part that I don't like.
Why would you give it back to him?
Because he's going to go out with it. Okay. I just, and this, I think, hits a little bit harder for me because of my most recent relationship, but the know-it-all, I know everything, I'm always right type of Aquarius. But you know what?
Well,
I'm a Capricorn,
Aquarius,
and Capricorn's
like
that too.
I mean, I do think I know everything.
Right, but it doesn't annoy me with you. It annoys me with maybe men.
It annoys me when people think they know everything, but they don't admit that they think they know everything.
Or when they're full of shit, but they still think they know everything, and
yeah.
They can't be wrong.
Like, I'm okay saying that I think I'm smarter than most people.
Are you okay saying you're wrong
no.
and you're sorry when you actually are?
Yeah.
When I'm
genuinely
important.
Sorry, I like to apologize.
Yeah, so do I.
But if I'm not genuinely sorry, then I will say I can't apologize to you because I won't apologize if I don't mean it.
Well, that's good. That means you're not.
Most people, I think, would apologize just to, like, sweep things under the rug and get it over with, but I can't do that. If I'm not really sorry, I won't apologize until I feel sorry.
No, I don't do
and
that.
And eventually I do feel sorry, most times.
If I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but most times I think I'm right. And most times I
do
have to be right.
That's the thing, though. If you think you're right and you're actually wrong and you can't apologize, that comes up.
I can typically apologize.
Okay, go somewhere, Leroy. What is Leroy's a Taurus. Actually, is he? When does it change?
Because
he might be on the cusp.
May 21st.
Oh, he's on the cusp.
Of what? Taurus
what
and Gemini.
What comes next?
Gemini.
Gem.
Wow.
Gem is excitement. Ooh,
I like
Geminis. I mean, our dad's a Gemini. I went through a phase of dating Geminis when I was younger.
I
love
Gemini.
A good Gemini, but they can be weird.
The only signs that I really hate, the only sign I hate is Aries.
I am an Aries, bitch!
It's Aries men, I think.
It's Aries moon?
It men.
I'm Aries moon, and I identify with that way, way more than my... I have 5 planets in Capricorn, y'all, but I still identify with my Aries moon more than anything because it's, like, your emotions.
I have a lot in Taurus, so I'm a Taurus, but...
My north node's in Taurus. We have all the same houses, too. I read myself for filth the other night. Holy crap, we have to talk about my new best friend. Psych. She's not really yet, but she's about to be. Witch bitch.
Okay.
Okay, time out. This girl, she showed up on my TikTok, my For You page or whatever. Her handle is Witch Bitch is Witch, I think. Witch Bitch is Witch. Her name's Kristen Danielle.
Witch, W-H-I-C-H?
No, W-I-T-C-H, bitch. You know, regular. I think it's Witch Bitch is Witch. Pull her up. I bet she won't give a fuck if we play her. She's so real, and she reads tarot, whatever. She does 3 readings a day. She's central time, so 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 9 p.m. with her friend King Willie, twerk for Willie, and I love him. He's learning tarot, too, but they do, like, drink and tarot at 9. And she's so, like, seems authentic.
9 a.m. morning inspiration, 4 p.m. zodiac readings, 9 p.m.
read for filth. Oh, I was off. Read for filth. They read you for filth. They tell you, like, bring your scarf because we're coming for your neck. And she's so big on, this is what actually really got me, is she was like, she does readings, but she was like, y'all have been telling me that people like my girl, Goat Singer, charge like $200, $300 for a reading. Like, fuck that. I would not. A lot of you want to ask me about money and making money. Why would I steal money from you? Like, yeah. I start my readings at $10.
Bitch, that's what I'm talking about.
And she also does, she does free readings 3 times a day. And she's like, if y'all DM me and you have something going on, like, I understand. She even, oh, this is what really got me. She has done readings for people that have actually paid her. And when she, after talking with them, she realizes, like, what they're going through and their financial, she refunds them. Like, what?
Because it's a skill that you are born, it's not that you can learn to do tarot, but it's a skill that you have that, like, you should just be using to help people. Like, why would you charge people dumb money to do something that anybody could really do?
That's what she says. Like, if I'm really trying to help people, why would I commit robbery? Like, what? People that really need help usually don't have the financial means to pay $300 for an hour sesh. There's also another girl. Actually, she's they. Sorry. They. Their name is Dom. They remind me of your friend Amber a lot, and I, in a really good way.
Okay.
Amber's
kind of a bitch.
This Dom is not a bitch.
Amber's just a Sagittarius, so I'll just say that.
I don't know what their sign is, but, they are the same way. Sorry, I'm really sorry. They're the same way, and they do, like, all free stuff, too. I don't even think
You're trying.
I don't think they charge, but they read all the signs for filth. And their TikTok handle is body language basics. Mm-hmm. Both Dom and Witch Bitch both said they manifested this shit, and they're like very recently like TikTok famous. But Witch Bitch said she would come onto our podcast, which would be amazing.
That'd be fun.
Because I really like vibe with her readings. Like, she does tarot readings 3 times a day.
Well, we should tag her on Instagram.
We will. When we post this. I love you. And like immediately I got such a good vibe. I got like her whatever For You page thing, and I was like, wow, I like this girl. And then it was just coincidental that she was live at the time, so I went on her live. And then I just, like, got immediate, like, good, authentic, real vibes.
Well.
Which, we're pretty psychic ourselves. We don't do a whole lot with it on social media. But, like, I'd like to think that we're pretty good judges of character and we're both intuitive. So, if somebody gives me good vibes in their reading tarot, like, come on with it.
I gotta tell you about my tarot.
Okay.
I did.
What?
I did.
You did your own?
I did my own.
With what deck?
My.
Hold on, time out. Sorry. She also uses, like, beautiful decks, and she gets them all, like, normal places. She doesn't spend a buttload of money on them. She has one, like, the something witch that she does at her nightly readings. The artwork is amazing.
You can find a lot of good ones at Barnes & Noble.
That's what she does. Barnes she always Noble calls it really Barnes & Nobles, which I think is cute. Yeah. But she gets them a lot at Barnes & Nobles. yeah. Wait, what is yours? Which one did you write away?
Yeah, the yellow.
That's the best for me.
For me, yeah.
When you're learning,
so I did a love spread.
Did you bring them?
No,
I don't have my own letter weight anymore.
Yeah, we gotta get you some.
I have that coloring deck that you gave.
Yeah, oh my god, you do have some. Just color the bitches.
I don't think they're even here.
They're not.
I slept with them under my pillow for a while when I was at one before I lived here. But
I was gonna say, like, I know I've gotten you a deck.
I don't think they're here. I think you got them for me for my birthday or Christmas, but. I don't think they're here.
Yeah,
I think they're
at our mom's house. Use them.
Damn. That reminds me. I have to get the ghost books back. I've been borrowing these bitches for like almost a year now.
From who?
Somebody I work with. But
wow, you have the Law of Attraction book? That's mine.
Where?
That one.
What?
Leave the boy. Give it a rest.
Yeah, I haven't read it. But we need to talk about manifest.
I gotta tell you about my tarot.
Okay, tarot.
I did a love spread. It was 5 cards.
Okay. I do have the vibe cards, but those are different.
No, yeah. These were the tarot cards. And Leroy Diamond, fucking start. Get out of here.
Good boy.
So I was trying to get answers because I keep having dreams about my ex-boyfriend.
Reggie? I mean, sorry.
It's fine. Guys, you know Reggie.
Ugh, are we really going there?
I mean, it doesn't fucking matter.
He doesn't fucking listen, so
he doesn't fuck him. So, anyways, I did it. But he keeps popping up in my dreams, and it's like, fucking.
Have y'all talked?
Fucking, no, we haven't talked since he told me that he was seeing someone, so.
Ew, he is?
I mean, as of August, so I don't know if he still is, but.
Well, fuck it, Reggie. Wait, when was he here?
Like, June.
Oh gosh, that seems like it was way more recent. Maybe because we just posted that episode.
We just posted it. But he keeps popping up in my dreams and it's fucking with my head. So I'm like, and I keep, okay, this is going to sound really stupid, but on TikTok, you know how like on your For You page, like do you ever have like a random like tarot read come up and
yeah,
like, this is for you?
Yeah, that's how I found Witch Bit.
Every single one that comes up for me on my For You page is always like you have somebody that you are no longer with or whatever, but they might be with somebody else, but they're still thinking about you.
That might just be some weird algorithm.
It might be, but it's every single one. It's like, but I also feel that in my chest. Like, I feel in my chest, like, something is not resolved here. Like,
okay,
we're not,
what?
Like, we're not done. I just feel like we're not done.
Maybe you're twin flames, but.
I don't know, but
you
whatever
are definitely
it is,
twin flames, but that's not actually a good thing
for
you.
I feel like we're not done. In this life, whatever it is,
it doesn't mean
done
y'all
together.
Should be together. Though.
I don't know.
I continually think I get this like feeling in my chest with you guys. I know them both very well. One is my fucking sister, and one has been around since she was freaking 14?
15, yeah.
So like, I know him. I know him very well. He like practically lived. He did live with
he
us
did, yeah.
For like, and that was when I was living at home. He lived with us. I know this person. He's actually a Capricorn as well. So, like, I really know this person. I've talked to him. He's so weird because he...
Stop!
He will talk... This is what pisses me off about people. Not just Reggie, but just guys in general. He will talk to me mm-hmm. and spread his life out. And Mom, even more so. Like, Mom knows
he
more about
so
him.
He's so close with him. Mom. It's
and weird. They know each other's secrets. Like, he knows stuff about Mom that we don't even know.
True.
He will spread his life all around... to us, but he won't do that with you, which always like pisses me off.
He would at points.
Whatever.
It's hard to get him to, but he would at times.
But what was I talking about? It just bothers me. But I think that you and him, I think that the reason why he keeps coming up in your dreams is that you're seeing glimpses of your relationship that were good and happy and maybe even healthy.
No,
and
I
that
mean,
it's
I
just
haven't...
showing you like Spirit Fair is showing you like glimpses of your life that like you were happy.
No, but I haven't forgotten all the times that were bullshit.
Like, I'm not saying you have. I'm just saying I don't think it's a sign for you to get back together
I don't know.
Or
I
pursue
don't know.
Anything.
I think I really believe I really believe that we're soulmates.
I used to have dreams about, okay, remember, we can't use real names, but remember my first, like, serious boyfriend that dad had to, like, fucking pick up and whatever? And then remember the second one that went to the beach with us that we all hated? Yeah, those two, when I broke up with them, and the second one especially. The first one I was actually in love with. The second one, questionable. But I used to have crazy dreams about them for years. I still have dreams about the first one. Every 6-8 months, like maybe twice a year, once a year, he'll pop up in my dreams. But I know absolutely 1,000% that those relationships were not healthy and I cannot get back in them.
Yeah, but it's not just the dreams. Like, it's a feeling that I've had since I was 15. Like, I can't explain it. I just that we're soulmates.
Oh, gosh. I don't think that.
I absolutely believe
I think there's soulmates. A very big difference between twin flames and soulmates.
I think that he's fucked up, but when I've seen the glimpses of him where he's not fucked up...
I don't think he's fucked up. I think they're not compatible.
He's a fucked up individual. But when he's not fucked up, this is what the fucked up...
We're not talking about fucked up on drugs, by the way.
No. This is what's fucked up. He has the capability to be a good boyfriend. He has it in him because I've seen it. Okay. If he wants to...
He's not romantic. He's not thoughtful.
No, he's not romantic. If he wants to
be... He's not a talker. If you need communication, he's not a communicator.
If he wants to.
But he can. Linda, he's not communicatively compatible.
I'll tell you what the tarot says.
It's just like me and Omar. No.
I think that he hasn't grown up enough yet. That's what I think. He's stunted. I think he's a few years behind me.
Okay.
And I think that's what was fucking us up. I think he's not mature enough yet, and I think he was doing what our dad did when our dad and mom first got together. Like,
true.
Being a wild bitch.
He's not a wild bitch. He's a fucking stupid, dumb gym maniac now.
Now, I'm saying, like, when we were together, he had a fucking problem with keeping his dick in his pants.
Yeah, that doesn't change. I'm sorry, honey.
Well?
Like, there's a difference between y'all's fights and our family's fights, and are we really dragging our family right now?
Yes.
Fuck. Okay, well, I don't really want to, but...
We don't have to.
Our dad, they got married super young. They started dating when our mom was 14, okay? Things happen. They started having kids very young.
I mean, the first
young.
Probably, like, 10 they or got more married, years were fucked, probably.
They got married so young, it's like...
This is, that's what I'm saying, though. Me and him
but they were married.
Young.
They were
met
married.
We could have easily gotten married and had kids. We could have easily done that.
That forced our father to
I'm
get
saying,
his life.
I think he is...
Reggie is not in that spot.
That's what I'm saying. I think we met too young.
Okay.
I think if we got together later in life, that it would be, it would work.
Like if you met each other later in
life? No, I'm glad that we met each other when we did. I'm saying if we got together again later on, not now, maybe now, but later
no,
in a few years or so. I think if he got his shit together, it would be the best relationship
ever. It's
had.
Weird because he does have his shit together, like, with job.
He does
and,
as far as, like, job
like
security and shit. But, like, his own personal like, feelings, he needs therapy and he won't.
He needs to work.
And we've talked about that. But this is what I'm saying.
And guess what, honey? Honey. I feel like that little girl on Facebook. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
That little girl who's in timeout. Listen to me, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I feel like her. Now I lost my train of thought. Listen to me, honey. If he doesn't want therapy, he's...
No, he doesn't want therapy.
He's not going to.
But I think that he's also smart enough to go deep and, like, figure it out himself.
He likes to talk about it on the balcony when he's drunk and laying down the ground.
Like, I can't explain this man. He's not perfect.
But he doesn't want to actually do the emotional work because it's hard.
He doesn't want to do the work.
Guess what? It's hard.
It is hard. He doesn't want
to
confront the work.
Nobody wants to.
But I'm saying I can't explain this man.
But you have to, and he does
have to. But I can't explain it. I think that we're soulmates. Mm. I think that we're meant to be together at some point in time. I really do. I just feel it in my chest. I can't explain it.
Okay.
I cannot explain it.
You should.
Like, it's not negotiable. Like, it's not a question. Like, it's like my body knows.
What time is
like,
it?
Like, we are meant to
you
be together
to at some
point.
You need to send an email to Witch Bitch right now because she goes live at 10 and this is messy and she will read you for filth. To stay awake, but she will read you for filth because that's a good question.
I'll tell you what my tarot said because
okay.
It was accurate.
That's the whole point.
All right, the first card I pulled was my role in the relationship.
Okay,
I got Eight of Swords.
What's that? I don't know them off the top of my head like that.
Negative bitch.
Okay.
Is what it is. I'm feeling like I'm stuck, self-pity, like, victim mentality, like...
Really?
Yeah, and I relate to it. I think it's true.
When it comes to your relationship?
Yeah, like, okay. I think I'm just... There's no way out for me. Like, there's no clear path for me to take. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like,
with,
I'm just
stuck. With him, right?
Well...
Or just in relationship?
I mean, the spread was for a relationship, but I mean, I do kind of feel like that in my everyday life. Like, I am... I do kind of feel like I'm a victim sometimes. Like... I do feel like, well, I don't have a job and I don't know what I want to do and I'm just stuck and, like, there's nothing, there's no option. Like, I do feel like that.
Yeah, I do too sometimes.
But in a relationship,
I'm trying
too,
to work through it, though.
Like, so that was accurate.
Okay.
The second card was their role in the relationship. And his was,
something stupid and fucked up.
No, it is accurate. Living his best fucking life. That's what it was.
What was it?
I believe it was Queen of Wands reversed.
Mm.
Which was, like... He's finally reached a point of, like, self-confidence, and it lines up with the gym.
That,
it lines up with, like, the gym shit and him, like, having a new personality. Like, he finally found out what success means to him.
That's good.
He's self-confident.
Good for him.
He, like, knows he's got his shit together. He knows what he wants. Like, that lines up.
Good.
That's,
good for you.
That is what
he needed to get his life good.
Yeah, so he's at that point.
Good.
The third card was, like, the past foundation of the relationship, like, what the relationship was built on.
All right.
Which was, I think, Ten of Wands reversed.
What is that?
It was built on, like, if I can remember, like, the weight of the world on your shoulders. Like,
what, your
secrets.
Well,
secrets.
Y'all have a lot of heavy shit in each other.
Stress, like, weight on you, like, just suspicious, just sus shit, basically.
But he never sussed you. You suspected him because it was accurate.
Well,
he cheated on you multiple
not
times.
Not in the beginning, not when we first got together.
Okay, but y'all were 15, come on.
I mean, he cheated on me, like, towards the end.
More than once.
Yeah, for sure. Which, I mean...
Get over yourself, yeah. Reggie. Fuck you.
The next card
Don't fuck
was...
yourself for that.
What was the next one? The next one was, like, where the relationship is now.
Has he ever, like, apologized for that?
I don't know if it was sincere, but I think it was forced. I think I forced him to.
Well, that's fucked.
The next one, I think, was the Two of Cups.
Which bitch always talks about twos?
I might be talking about the wrong cards, but the meanings I'm telling you were accurate.
Okay.
So whatever card I pulled for the fourth card was saying, like, you're broken up. This is a breakup.
Yeah.
This is a breakup. This is a falling out. Lack of communication. Lack of trust. Like, you're not in a good place. Which
okay.
is
true.
True. We haven't talked since we stopped talking.
Good. I don't think you should talk to him.
The fifth card, though, was, I think, like, Knight of Pentacles or something. And that was, like, telling me you're doing the right things. Like, you're on the right track. And
not to get back with him.
No, I've been manifesting that I do.
Oh my God, why?
Because I feel it. I can't ignore it. It's my soul is telling me, like, we're not done here. We're not done.
Okay.
Like, I can't just let him be with somebody else because it doesn't make sense to my
but
life.
But you can't interfere with the universe, Linda. Like, you need to let things play out.
I am. I haven't said anything about him and the new girl. I haven't manifested any. I haven't touched anything
Don't.
About the new
that
girl.
That is bad karma.
Like, I'm not trying to wish that he breaks up with... If,
no.
if he's even still with her, I
or
don't know.
Or even right now. Just...
Not even right now. I'm not manifesting
that
manifest, we get back together
like,
right now.
To have some kind of...
I've been manifesting, like...
Closure with him eventually
that, like,
when it's
at
meant
some,
to be.
That at some point... I'm not going to get into the specifics of what I'm manifesting.
Yeah,
but
don't.
What I've been doing... The tarot said, don't change it up. Whatever you're doing...
What? What is this card?
I think it was Knight of Pentacles.
Do you really know, then, if you don't even remember the cards?
I have it written down at home. I don't have it in front of me.
Knight of Pentacles?
I think that's what it was. I have it all written down at home. I don't have it now.
This sounds a lot to me like y'all need time. Like you said, you guys
no,
need
No, I'm not trying to force
time,
it right now. I'm definitely not
time,
trying to force it right
time,
now.
Time. Like,
I think it is going to be a lot of time. But I'm saying at some point,
also,
I don't think we're done here.
I don't... I'm not denying that, but... I have said this from day effing one with y'all. Y'all, especially you, because he had a problem with not cheating on you, but y'all were young. You were like the first people y'all were with. Like, you need experience. I've been telling you that for years.
I've gotten your tons of experience outside of our relationship.
I'm glad, but not real, obviously. Linda, you have not been in a serious relationship with anybody.
Because nobody measures up. I've never wanted to be in a serious relationship with anybody else because nobody
a sex
fucking
thing.
Compares.
You just need to
no mentally
some...
too. I get annoyed and disgusted.
Mentally, get
so
alive.
Easily. Who?
I'm who? Saying no. I'm not saying you've met them yet. I'm
That's
just
what
saying,
I'm saying
mentally, how good really was it? Y'all
At
didn't
times,
vibe
perfect.
Like that. No.
At times,
he's
perfect.
Not romantic, not thoughtful,
I'm
not
communicator. But I'm not.
No,
either.
You're not. But you're a communicator.
I communicate, but I'm
and
not
he
clingy.
Is not.
I don't like touchiness. I don't like romantic shit. I'm. Not, we're the same.
But
way
you
on that
need
level.
Communication, and he was
That's
never
what
able
he
to
lacks.
Give it to you.
And when
That's
he,
a
but,
hardcore
but when he wants
thing.
To communicate. He's a master communicator.
Which is when he's fucking drunk or in his feelings.
In his feelings.
In his terms, which is not fair to you, and it's not
compatible. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying it's
that
perfect.
Is why my boyfriend and I broke up. Hello.
I'm saying it's
we
it's
don't
a
have
fucked up
compatible
relationship,
communication.
But like, I still feel in my soul that's my person.
Well, I just felt in my soul to look up our numerology, but it's too much math. I have to pee. But when I get back, I do really want to talk about manifestation a little bit more. I have been manifesting for real, like for real, because this girl, witch bitch, told me and everybody else, she like has like analogies and she compared it to like, don't, you can't, if you manifest that you're going to have your pizza delivered, a hot, good pizza, but then you're impatient about it, and you just want the pizza, you just want the pizza, you just want the pizza,
mm-hmm.
then you're gonna get a uncooked pizza.
Okay.
So, like, you have to go, you can't just think about it, you have to actually follow through with it. But I did look up the 369 method, which is amazing, and that has helped me a lot, because I need clear, I need clear directions on everything.
Yeah.
The 369 method has really helped me actually make it a real thing and not just an idea to manifest. So it's like you write, and I might be getting it wrong, so bear with me, but you write down, because I have no working memory whatsoever, but I have it written all down. You write down three things that you want to manifest, which I've done right here. I'm not going to tell them all in the podcast, but
then what, six things you're grateful for?
No. My second one is I will achieve financial independence and success in abundance in 2020 and 2021. You have to have like clear specific goals, like when, because the universe doesn't know what you're talking about when you're like, I can't wait for this. Like, they need like direction. So I made it more specific, 2020 and 2021. And in my head, sometimes I say, like, more in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But then, okay, so you write down three, and then you repeat it to yourself six times in your head. And then throughout the day, nine times throughout the day with each manifestation, you think about it, like, collect your thoughts, like, meditate on it, whatever. Like, you have to, like, keep coming back to it. 9 times
yeah.
a day.
Do you want to know what I do?
What?
When I try to manifest things, I write it on paper, like, you know, in affirmative words.
Yeah.
And then I fold up and I sleep with it under my pillow.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Do you want to know what else I've been doing?
What?
I've been putting myself in his dreams.
Time out, Linda. I have to pee.
I've been putting myself
you
in his dreams.
Are you being that witch?
I'm a witch right now because I'm in his dreams.
I don't know, man.
I'm in him.
Why?
I want him to know.
Well, how are you doing it? Can I put myself in Brad Pitt's?
I don't want to give my secrets away.
No, I want to know. We'll go on a break.
If you
will go on a break because I want to be in somebody hot.
If me and you, you know how psychic we are.
Yeah. Can we get in a famous, like a real life making
I don't
money?
Know. I don't know. But
can we get in like an anchor or anchor dreams?
If you're psychic enough.
Can we get in anchor dreams?
If you're psychic enough. And you believe in yourself.
Sponsorships.
And you can meditate deeply.
Yes, I can.
Like, before you fall asleep.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You can put yourself in his fucking dreams.
Oh, I don't ever choose to, but I know I can.
You can insert yourself in his dreams. And you can live in his dreams.
I've never tried that, but I know I can.
You can. Absolutely. And I know that I have. I haven't talked to him to confirm it, but I know that I'm in his room because I did it.
Well, I'm going to do it with our money-making people, our sponsorships.
Getting their dreams.
Spotify. Apple Podcasts.
Get in their head.
Fucking My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
Fucking whatever. Which bitch has 40,000 followers.
She's 60-something.
Oh, TikTok. I have to go on break because my dog's trying to eat me.
I have to pee too.
Ow! I'll be right back.
Sorry.
I'll be right back. Sorry, love you.
Sorry, love you. I gotta type in the password by.
Okay, hi.
Hi, there's a manifestation portal open tomorrow.
What's up with her?
Tomorrow, I mean, not when you guys hear this, but it'll already be past.
What day is it? Thursday it's happening?
What day is it today?
Wednesday.
No, today's Tuesday. No, it's happening tomorrow, Wednesday, 11/11/2020.
A.M.?
Nope, 11/11, the date. Tomorrow is 11/11. Tomorrow is November
11th. Oh.
It's a big portal for manifestation.
So by the time he releases, it's already going to have happened.
Yeah.
Maybe we should post a sneak peek on our Instagram story, like, tonight.
Like, just a clip of us talking about this?
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay, manifestation portal is happening on Wednesday.
Anytime. November 11th, but probably, I would guess.
Probably at 11/11.
Probably at 11/11 a.m. is probably the most.
Or p.m.
Like, potent time to do your shit.
Well, why is it? I don't understand.
I don't know. I can't explain to you why. I haven't read enough about it, but I just know that it is.
Okay, so what's up with her?
You're supposed to manifest the fuck out of what you want.
Which bitch did say this week is very good for manifestation? There's a new moon on. I thought it was Thursday, but maybe it's tomorrow. We can look it up on our moon app. So what do you do? Just manifest the shit?
Write down what the fuck you want for yourself. Like, everything that you want for yourself, no matter how big or how small. And if it's a couple things that, like, you really want, like, soon, or, like, whatever, write those on a bay leaf.
I don't have any bay leaves.
And then burn it.
What about a Reggie leaf?
I don't know. Probably, I would guess that a Reggie leaf from outside is good, too.
I've seen that with people that write things on leaves, but that's more of like a release thing. Like, if you want something to...
You release your manifestations to the universe.
I know, but like, you also have to release what doesn't serve you because, okay, this is important. Listen. This is another witch... I'm really giving her a lot of attention tonight. Witch bitch told me this. She uses metaphors. The one that comes to my mind is like, okay, if you only have room in your closet for 5 pairs of shoes, for whatever reason, you can't stuff any more in. But you're manifesting 2 more things. You already have 5 things in your closet, but you want 2 more pairs of shoes. You need to get rid of at least 2 pair of shoes to have make a room in your shoe closet, aka the universe, for those 2 things that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that the last past like 2 days. Like, I've been trying to release just basic stuff, but like, for me, and maybe I'm doing it wrong, but I'm learning as I go, but like, you gotta release the things that you don't have room for anymore in your life. Like, for me, it was more like, okay, I need to stop beating myself up. I need to stop. I don't have room for it. I don't have room for the toxic
I have a
thoughts.
Victim mentality. I don't have room
I don't
for
have
it.
Room for the victim. I have that too. I don't have room for that anymore. I have to make room for a confidence mentality. I don't have room for the I'm broke as shit mentality anymore. I need to make room for the I'm a rich bitch. You're a rich girl.
Yeah.
I gotta make room for that. She's a rich bitch.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Eleanor.
But I don't even care about Eleanor. I care about myself. I need to make room for things, and I need to get rid of things that no longer serve me. So I have heard or read or seen that you put on the leaf what you want to get rid of, and then you burn it.
This is what I feel. Write down everything you want in affirmative
It has to
words.
Be specific, and then you have to follow through, though.
Burn it.
Why would you burn it? Because you're releasing it into the universe?
You're giving it to the universe. It's not yours anymore. It's the universe to take care of.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google.
You also, when you manifest, have to write down things that you're grateful for, too.
Right. Yeah, that's my panda planner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jabria, this is my weekly. I have a panda planner now. One of my former coworkers sent it to me as a surprise gift, which was nice. But hold up. Each day you have to, well, you don't have to, but if you want to, you put down, you write down your three, this only has three, but I'm grateful for three things. I'm excited about three things. There's an affirmation bubble, a focus, an exercise, today's priorities, there's five, there's a big thing for tasks, there's a big thing for schedule, but then you do an end of day review, and then you write three things that you, like today's wins, it's called, like what you, I guess, got done today, mm-hmm. and then how I'll improve is in one thing. But no, the grateful thing I was doing before I got this panda planner, like five things that I'm grateful for, I just did this afternoon when I was walking. Five things you're grateful for. It's usually with me, it's family, friends, like you, my dog, even though sometimes he's a bitch, but
do I know what I used to do?
Life, living in this house, what?
I haven't done it recently, but I got like a flower vase and put it next to my bed, and then on little post-it notes at the, every night, I would write something that I'm grateful for, mm-hmm. or like something positive that happened, like someone held a door open for me and it made my day, or like whatever, things like that. And then I crumble it up and then I put it in the vase so that at the end of the month, you can see
in how the water? Much.
No water in it, just like a empty vase.
Why would you crumple it?
Crumble it up, just put it in there so that at the end of the month, you can see how much
things you're grateful for. Why would you crumple it? Maybe I'm OCD. I would not want to crumble it. I would want to, like, at least fold it.
I mean, do whatever you want, but put it in the vase.
And that's, I don't understand the burning thing. Like, why would you burn something away that you want?
Because you're giving it. You're giving it to the universe.
Okay.
I mean, or don't. Like I said, like, the manifestations I've been making about Reggie, I sleep on them.
That makes sense. On your pillow? Mm-hmm. In your
with
pillow.
The rose quartz.
I have a rose quartz in my left bra
because
right now.
The rose quartz is what applies to the love, but whatever crystal you're feeling funky with, you put it on the paper and fold it up and you sleep on it under your pillow.
Wow, I really wish I could find that big unikite that Dad gave me because I missed that bitch. It was a good sleeper under your pillow. It really did help my dreams. Oh, I'm here to talk about one more thing about manifestation. Water. You can manifest into your water. You can talk to your water. You're made of water. Water is so easily manipulated. Have you ever seen that? Leroy is literally drinking my beer right now. Have you ever seen that study? It's, I don't remember the dude's name. It's like this guy. I don't know what country he's from. Asian country. He did this study with water, like where he talked. He had these big two jars of water. And one of them, he talked to every day. Oh, who just texted me? Okay. Somebody, oh my God. Anyway, he was talking to, we're gonna have to move your car. That was not related, but he had two jars of water. One of them, he was like, hey girl, you're beautiful, I love you, you're so pretty, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And then the other one, he was like, I hate you. You're a stupid piece of shit.
Yeah.
And the one...
I hate myself.
Don't know.
From the Andy Milonakis show? Remember that?
No, I just remember...
I hate myself.
I just remember her up.
The apple?
Whatever happened to that?
Someone self-loathing. And I hate myself.
What happened to that boy that said, I got her up? Not Sarah.
I don't know whatever happened to him.
Wow, we should look
him
up.
Name.
I don't remember either, but anyway. You talk to the water like that, and that water got like moldy and gross.
It's
and
the
disgusting.
Same thing as with plants.
Sing and talk to your plants. It's real manifestation. And if you're made of water, you talk to yourself like you love it.
And
you drink, you talk to your water like, I love you. Can you make me beautiful and loving and successful? And then you drink it, and then that manifests instead of being like, I'm dehydrated and I fucking hate my life. I don't ever drink enough water. I think I'm stupid. Like, you can't, if you're thinking about that as you're ingesting water, then that's what's going to be ingested.
Okay.
So I've been doing that.
Okay. I mean, that's really all we have.
Also, Spirit Fair has really been helping me appreciate life a little bit more.
Aren't you done with it yet?
No, because I don't want to be, and it's really fucking hard because you didn't have the last girl, the dog.
No.
What's her name? Elena.
Yeah.
You didn't have her. She's so demanding. You have to do all these tasks. She's a former teacher. You have to do these tasks within a certain amount of time. You have to catch at least 1/3 of the pulsar rays. You have to catch...
Oh, that sounds like
you have to defeat the dragon, the gold dragon, within 6 minutes, which is so hard. You have to defeat, there's like 3 of them, which I cannot do either any right now. I've tried, and I fail every time. I did put Gustav. I did take Gustav to the Everdor.
Well, hurry up and finish. I didn't cry.
What?
I had to check on Animal Crossing.
Are you talking... Oh. I thought you were talking about the podcast.
No. I mean, that too, because it's almost...
I mean, the Switch is locked and loaded and ready to go downstairs, but I can't let you have it back yet until I finish Spirit Fair.
Finish it.
I gotta finish with Elena's bitch ass, and then I'll be done. But I feel so grateful in a weird way, and I'm not a video game person. I'm not... Like, when you first handed it over to me, I knew about the read, I knew about you, but, like, I didn't think I was going to get this invested into it. It's actually a little bit unhealthy. I have to, like, not do it on some days when I have a lot of stuff to do because I get wrapped up in it. Mm-hmm. It's great for pandemics, but when I have actual things to take care of, I can't do it because I get, like, addicted to it and I have to finish all this stuff. I have to finish growing and doing my recipes and traveling and selling, and it's a lot. But I've never cried more... in any game.
Mm-mm.
I've cried. But it teaches you about life and just makes you appreciative of life and, like, relationships and, like, I don't know. It's a weird... You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's, like, a weird...
Last night I had a moment... I cried a lot last night because I made Mom watch that Palante video again. Which she's already seen. I've already made her watch it. But we watched it again. Because I was like, do you feel like crying? So we watched it and
she felt like crying.
Yeah. And then I watched, to top it off, I watched I just wasn't done after that. I watched that Cage the Elephant video.
Oh, the fucking like Gumby guy.
The like claymation dinosaur.
I hate that.
That video destroys me. Like I
did it destroy Mom?
She didn't
I can't even it didn't watch make her it. Cry.
I bald. I've seen it before. Like,
even,
many times.
I don't want to watch it.
I had to go through it. For some reason, I was like, I have to go through this. Like, I have to make myself cry right now. And I went through it and I bawled. And it was like,
goodness.
If you guys want to fucking cry, go on YouTube and look up Aberdeen. Aberdeen?
Aberdeen?
By Cage the Elephant.
I don't even like this band or that song.
That band is good, but...
I don't like it. I think it's stupid emo. But that video, it makes
me
cry.
He just wanted to be friends. He just wanted to be fucking friends.
I have this weird thing, and I'm assuming you do too. I feel like I have it a little more than you, but especially like that's like a claymation video. It's a dinosaur. But I have like a weird empath thing with especially like cartoon stuff or like inanimate object stuff. Like if you personify them and you give them a personality or empathy or anything struggle-wise... I cry harder than with actual people sometimes.
Sometimes, me too.
Sometimes I cry all the time.
Sometimes I cry.
Sometimes. Oh, also the Palante. What is that song? Who's it by?
Hooray for the riffraff. When she says, I look for you, my friend.
Oh my God, stop it.
That makes me fucking die.
Did you watch that TikTok about Brayden and your sadness?
Yeah, I skipped it. I had already seen it.
Oh, well, excuse me, but it reminded me of Palante. Like, you braid your sadness away so you don't... So you tie
the
it
audio
up and
was,
you release
it.
It
was, like, corny to me for some reason.
OMG.
Because I think I have heard the audio before you so many times with different videos, and I'm just, like, overhearing it at this point. But, like,
but
I get
before
it.
You, I don't...
Like, before that video, like, that... It wasn't original to that video that you sent me.
Oh.
Like, the sound.
I didn't realize that. But I follow a lot of, like, I guess indigenous people accounts because I get those all the time of people, like, getting dressed up. I don't really know that much background, but getting dressed up and braiding their hair and What time is it?
It's 9:56.
We gotta go, y'all. Braid your sadness.
Braid your sadness into your hair. Go watch that.
Manifest your dreams. Video. Don't manifest your exes, please. Come on.
Well,
man.
If you feel like it's meant to be, do it.
I think that's asking. I think with Linda, it's exceptional. I think it's like a.
If you genuinely feel like it's meant to be, like, not just like, I miss my ex. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I miss him so much. Like,
that's bringing some things into the universe that you might not want.
I'm prepared.
I'm okay with her, but like,
you might not want to. But with this, I feel like it's a little bit deeper. We've gone through a little bit deeper shit, and it's a little bit longer of a relationship.
Also, though, if you've never like really done dream work and lucid dreaming,
oh no, don't play with it.
Me and Linda have a lot of experience with like fucked dreams. Yeah. Our whole entire life, like prophetic dreams. Like I've had dreams where something happens and then it actually happens in real life the very next day. Yeah. Like, if y'all have never done that, and even if you have and you don't, like, know what you're doing, please
I mean,
don't.
I wouldn't just fuck around please and try don't. To insert yourself into someone's dreams.
Please don't.
But if you can, and
you can read about it. Do what you gotta do, but please don't start manifesting things because it's gonna fuck up your karma. It's gonna fuck up your...
Don't wish hate on
oh my gosh, people. That's the most number one thing. Please. You're going to get a lot of bad things happening to you if you ask for bad things to happen to others.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
So don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just stretch yourself. Do some research before you
do a lot of Googling
with the universe.
Please, Google.
But anyways, we gotta go listen to Witch Bitch.
Oh my gosh, Witch Bitch.
Oh, alright.
And Twerk for Willie. TWRK. Did I spell it right?
I have a feeling she's gonna... _ Willie. I have a feeling she's gonna pick my question.
I have a feeling too because we're psychic.
Alright, let's go listen to what she says.
We love you. We're so excited. Bye.
Bye.